What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game, Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson producing, and of course joining us on the show each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, Joe Rexroad from The Athletic, brought to you by Holly Gerenzen, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO. Joe, my question for you, and this is, we had some questions on the text line, the game text line there, about this as well. We discussed it. Would you rather be playing the Texans at home this week and on the road in week 17 like they have the schedule, or would you rather it be flipped?
Huh, that's an interesting one. I think, that's actually really tough. I guess I would take it this way because, you know, if you're the Titans and you can keep it rolling and you can get this win, now, of course, it's not like Drew Brees will be any picnic, but, you know, the way the Bucs can just rise up and beat anyone, and, you know, they just beat the Colts. The Colts playing well, but the Bucs, you know, the Bucs could beat the Texans next week. You could be in a position to be the division champs going to Houston. Mm-hmm. And that game could really, I guess, just be for whether you're going to be the 3 or the 4 if you're the Titans. So.
And you'd also would be healthier in the secondary where you might need it the most.
There you go. That's right. That's right. So, but I can certainly see the case to be made for, having the finale at home. It's interesting too. It's like with the Texans, I expect them to respond. You know, I expect them after the dismal performance. They're just a weird team. They've got about 3 or 4 Sundays this year where you're like, what is going on with these guys? But then obviously they'll also play great like they did against the Patriots. I expect them to respond. So, you know, if this game were at home after that Denver loss, you'd have this angry team at home. And maybe that would just not work out in your favor. Maybe they'll respond, but you can still get them because you're playing so well and you're in your building, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I said it would have probably been better for the Titans had they got them after the New England game, because when you put so much into that New England game, typically the next game, the way Houston plays, they've been so inconsistent, then that would have been the game where, you know, more than likely you would have won. Now, they're dealing with injuries, the Titans are, on the defensive side of the ball. What is a bigger loss for them? Is it potentially not having Vaccaro, who's still in concussion protocol, or Adoree Jackson, who's still dealing with a foot ankle injury?
Man, that's a good question too. You guys are hitting me with some good ones here.
Boom.
You know, the thing is, I think long term they really need Adoree back. You know, and I don't think they're going to have Adoree this week. It looks like it's, you know, really possible they could get Vaccaro back. Bigger, boy, I don't know. The thing is, like, LeSean Sims, if he comes back, you know, then you feel a little better about that corner depth and different things you can do. The safety depth, you know, I mean, you got a rookie going back there with Byard, and I think he's a promising rookie, but I just think Vaccaro has been Vaccaro has been just a tremendous pickup. You think about how that all went down, with Cyprian getting hurt and they scoop up Vaccaro. I think he's been tremendous. So I think if Sims is back, you feel a little better about, you know, not having Adoree. I mean, obviously you'd wish you could have 4 Adorees to deal with, Hopkins, and especially if Fuller is playing in this game, because as everybody knows, when you have the blazer to go with Hopkins, that's when you really, you really have your hands full with the Texans. So I don't know. It is close though. But honestly, LeSean Sims being out there yesterday, I thought that was pretty significant news with that.
Well, Kenny Stills isn't no slouch either.
Yeah, he's a deep threat for sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. No, I mean, and you know, and Duke Johnson out of the backfield. I mean, you know, they've given Deshaun Watson. You know, when he's got everyone playing, I mean, it's quite a collection.
Joe Rexroad joining us here from The Athletic, and we've talked a lot, obviously, about Tannehill and Henry being the two guys that are sort of spearheading this. The offensive line has been far better, and we know Arthur Smith has been good. A.J. Brown's developed. There's a lot of reasons why the Titans are doing what they're doing, but Tannehill and Henry are obviously the two guys. We had a discussion earlier in the show, Joe, about who's got the sort of the face of the franchise mentality, and I don't, you know, Tannehill's sort of similar to Marcus Mariota in his personality. He's kind of quiet. He answers questions in a very Belichickian style way, sort of. It's very matter of fact. It's never, he's not a Taylor Lewan type of rah-rah guy. But Derrick Henry's also a very reserved and shy and kind of quiet, keeps to himself kind of guy. I just think Derrick, if they continue and they both get re-signed and Derrick Henry carries this team to a postseason with an injured leg, I just think it's only going to build on his like legendary status. I think Derrick Henry is not even close the biggest star on this team moving forward.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're making a face of the franchise, you know, argument, I think it's easy to make it for Derek. And you know, Tannehill has been obviously a revelation. And you know, if this goes the way it's going, and they sign Tannehill to a multi-year deal and all that, then you know, maybe it's changed or it's a two-headed thing. But I mean, Derek Henry is the separator for this team. He's the difference maker. That everything's built around him. And you know what? He's also, you're seeing this year signs, you know, even like the Titans put out a video after one of their wins this year, you know, with Henry kind of leading the, you know, the huddle in the locker room, you know, and saying a few things. He was a little bit outspoken, you know, in Oakland. I mean, I asked him about the crowd and he, you know, said like, hey, it better be full, basically, you know, and it's like, wow, Derrick Henry saying some stuff,
right.
You know,
right.
So you're seeing that start to happen with him too, a little bit more confidence to be kind of a team spokesman. He's always going to be quiet. That's his nature, but yeah, he's what they build around here. I think if we're being honest about Tannehill's career, if you're saying what's the biggest difference between, you know, Miami and here, you know, he didn't have a Derrick Henry or anything close to a Derrick Henry in Miami. And, boy, that, and look at, you know, 14.4 yards per attempt on play action, you know, passing. I mean, I, you know, kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't have the collection of skill guys I believe he does have here. Jay Ajayi was really good before injuries, yeah. But he wasn't. He's not Derrick Henry. Looking at where this team is, and for whatever reason, this team is on a roll, and they're in the playoff hunt, and this is what we want. This is what the fans have been screaming for. The team is exciting on the offensive side of the ball, putting up points. They're in the playoff hunt. Why does it take for your star running back and your head coach to try to sell to the fans to show up? Do you think they show up, Joe? And if they don't, do you think they ever will?
Well, you know, I've heard some of that this week, and I will have to admit that my old brain is hazy at times, but I swear to you guys that Week 17 game that got flexed to Sunday night last year, there were not many empty seats, and it was not Colts fans in that stadium. You know, I thought that was
right.
I remember at the time saying, this is it. Like, they've done it. You know, here you go. They can fill this place with Titans fans. And, of course, you know, they got disappointed. You know, Mariota couldn't go, and Gebbert couldn't get it done. But that was
a playoff game, Joe. Like, win and you're in, that's a playoff game. So it took a playoff game for that to happen.
Yeah, sure. You know, look, and some of this stuff precedes me, but I know, you know, the 5-27, and I think years of, I don't think the Titans did everything like they should have done with the fan base.
You know,
I've heard that a lot. I think before Amy Adams Strunk took over as controlling owner, I think there was a lot of, you know, discontent and apathy really, really grew. And so it takes some time to get that back. You know, I think obviously they've done a lot of good things to get it to here, But you know what, Derek, you mentioned one thing that I do think is important. You mentioned the idea of an exciting offense. I do think that this team has played some boring football. I mean, if you win in the NFL enough, then boring becomes beautiful. But if you're 9-7 and it's boring and you're not an offensively an aesthetically pleasing team on offense, then I think that's also a tougher sell. So I would say, with not only with this team being on this turnaround, but the way it is very fun to watch this team play now offensively. So you would think that would matter too if they can sustain that. But there's a lot of options in this city, and I guess I don't find this to be like all that out of the ordinary or strange that it would be hard, to get it back given what happened for several years before this era with John Robinson and Abe Adams Strunk in charge. But I will agree that this is a game where you would expect it to be full or close to it, and you would expect, an atmosphere to make a difference for the team. And I guess that's what I expect to see Sunday. I'll be surprised if that's not the case.
I think so too, but there's not really an excuse for it not to be. Because, again, the offense is, like, all the excuses that we've had in the past, they're out the window now. You're a first-place team with an exciting offense. Like, that's it. Like, this is the whole point of being a fan, is to ride waves like this and enjoy moments like this if you're a Titans fan. This is the whole point. Like, if you're a fan of a team, this is the reason you're a fan, is to enjoy when your team does crazy, cool stuff like the Titans are doing right now. Joe Rexroad, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. I want to ask you a Memphis-Tennessee basketball question, so if you've got 10 seconds, if you want to give me a real quick answer, just to throw you a basketball bone here, just how important how important is this game? Outside of Kentucky, I think it's the biggest game of the year in the state.
Oh, no question. It's huge, and I actually have something coming up on theathletic.com today about how it's got to continue after next year in Nashville, but no, it's a massive game for both teams. Obviously, you've got the Memphis-Tennessee rivalry aspect of it, which I think we need every year in this state, but also for both these teams. For Tennessee, this is a chance for a valuable win. Obviously, no James Wiseman. If Memphis can go in without Wiseman and win in Knoxville in a packed Thompson Bowling, I think that says something about where their ceiling is going to be when they get him back.
All right, Joe. Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Joe Rexroad from The Athletic, brought to you by Holly Garenzen, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO. Joe's absolutely correct. The Memphis-Tennessee rivalry needs to continue, and it is the biggest game in the state outside of the Tennessee-Kentucky game, and Thompson Bowling will be insane on Saturday.
In the membrane.
It will be insane. Question about the fans and the crowd. Interesting question from Tyler about superstitions, but I also want to continue the conversation about the crowd, what we expect to see from the Titans on Sunday. This is Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson, $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. The question today is about holiday breakups. If somebody broke up with you on the Christmas holiday, let us know how that experience went for you, and we'll see if we can turn that negative, terrible experience into a positive. There's a couple really serious ones on the text line that I cannot read, although it looks like he's just tweeted, so we'll get to that in a second. How about Mark on Twitter says, tore my ACL right before Christmas, and while in surgery, my fiance was on a date with someone and broke up with me 2 days after surgery, so my family had to move me out of our house.
Wow. That one takes the lead to me. That's ruthless.
Wow. That is cutthroat, man.
That is, wow.
You're engaged. He's in the hospital, and it's Christmas time, and you're
that's
like,
dirty.
Nah.
That's dirty.
Man, that's
brutal.
Did Derrick Rose tweet that?
he's always got a torn ACL. Mancar Matt says, I went to, a long time ago in college, I went with my girlfriend to her family Christmas party. We had been dating about a year, so it's a long time. Had dinner, started opening gifts, and as the gifts were being exchanged, someone else who was at the party, who was the quote-unquote cousin, I believe that means he's actually not the cousin, his gift was a ring, and he had proposed.
Oh.
So you were at a family party.
I don't get that.
I tweeted him back. I was like, dude, there's no way this is true. He's like, yep, 1996 in college.
Hey,
do you believe him?
Maryland. Who's this chump?
Let me.
How, if you're the girl, how could you bring both of them to the Christmas family dinner?
That's that's ruthless right there.
That is savage. That's that is.
Which one's
savage.
Worse?
Savage.
The ACA. God.
The ACA. I know, man. You bringing two guys
to the family party?
That's savage.
And I wonder if you're telling both of them that the other one's the cousin. Like, oh no, that's just my cousin. Don't worry about it.
That's
my cousin.
Oh, that's bad, man. That might be, that's savage. That
all right.
is just.
All right, I'm going to go one more now. All right. Michael on Twitter. Got a call the day after Christmas from my best friend's wife. Follow me here.
My best friend's wife.
Yep.
Yes.
Got a call from my best friend's wife saying that he and my wife had been sleeping together when I was on the road.
Snaps.
For work. 13 years of marriage, 3 kids later, it ended.
Oh.
That's too heavy for me.
Yeah, that's
oh, whew. Man.
I might be giving it to the edge to Michael right now.
See, we're all three
that's
different.
Brutal.
I think the ACL, though, like, come on, man.
I don't know.
Like, how am I going to move? I got to move out, too,
and
on
you're,
top
and
of
and
that.
You're engaged. I still think this, like... The stones on the woman who brought two dudes to the same Christmas family dinner, though. And gifts. Opening
and
gifts.
And she got two gifts, probably.
One of them was an engagement ring.
Okay, when you open
they
up
were
the,
in college, so.
When you open up the gifts, because, you know, if you're there with your girlfriend or boyfriend, when you open up the gifts, it's usually...
Two boyfriends
well,
at this
thank
case.
You, babe. You hug them. You give them a kiss.
Right. Like, how are you going
to
so get away with that?
There? Yeah, how do you get away with that?
Well, I'm assuming... That's what Matt says in the tweet. He says, I guess that was my cue that this was a breakup.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
What do you do if you're a parent? Like, if my daughter... God bless. I can't. I don't want to be a parent of childhood dates.
You have a daughter who's a grown up.
I don't know how you did it.
First, you know, obviously, because you know, if you have a good relationship with your kids, you know who they're dating. So you can't tell your kid, hey, listen, you're young and, you know, whatever. You just hope that you are. As I told my daughter,
you've given her all the tools to make educated decisions
absolutely.
And handle herself respectfully.
And your body's a temple and everything else. So if you're just having, you know, if you have to, I would say, listen, both of them, no, you can't. One can come.
I know.
But if I can't tell you what to do, I can't tell you who to date, and who, but only one can come in his house.
Now, Mankar Matt is married with 9 children now. Between he and his wife. So I think he's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's
fine,
doing
man,
all right. Oh, man. Shane on Twitter. There are some ruthless people out there.
Exactly.
All right, let's lighten the mood here. This was a question from Tyler on the text line. And I actually, so when it comes to when they, would you prefer the Titans-Texans games home and road splits to have been switched? Would it be better for the Titans to have the home game in Week 17? Traditionally, you would say, I think it's better to have the home game in Week 17. Mm-hmm. I actually don't think that's the case this year. Because of what you've said and because of the injuries, and you've said this now, because they got embarrassed by Denver last week, they are going to play well. But I think because you're at home, you're playing well, your secondary's banged up, so the matchup on paper isn't as good for you. I think this is the week you need the home crowd and the home stadium and the home cooking. I actually think it helps you. You also have no idea you should be, in theory, healthier in the secondary by week 17. And you have no idea where either team is going to be mentally coming off week 16. The Titans could have already clinched the division at that point, or God knows anything else, any other situations could have happened. I think it actually is better to have the game at home this weekend, because I think you need the home field advantage this weekend more than you may need it in week 17. Who knows if that's true or not, but that's my gut feeling.
I think because what it has become now is... it's a tug of war between these two teams. And I would rather, you know, I would rather have a game here first in this, you know, because what it is, it's an elimination game. Both of these games, these last three games are elimination games. So I would rather have the first of three games here at my place, or the first of two games with them here at my place. Because essentially, you know, we figure the way Tampa has been playing, Houston's going to win that game. We just assume they're going to win. Based on them may not having Jameis Winston.
I think you have to assume.
They have injuries at the wide receiver position.
I think if you're a Titans player, you have to assume that you need to go 2-0 against the Texans.
Exactly.
No matter what happens.
Because you're looking at that Saint game, and with the banged up secondary, they're even more lethal than Houston.
And they're also...
And they're better on defense than Houston.
And the Titans, you don't want the momentum to stop.
Exactly.
Like, if you win this game against Houston and play well with an injured secondary at home, you know, Derrick Henry, no Adam Humphries, you know, whatever.
You're going to that Saint game differently.
You might flex the Saint game into a Sunday night game. Mm-hmm. It could become a primetime national showcase game. We've seen this team be very good in those spots on mm-hmm. both national TV and against elite-level quarterbacks. They're great against beat the Eagles, beat the Cowboys last year on Monday night, you know, beat the Patriots. We've seen them play well in those situations. You all of a sudden are feeling way more confident going in to the Saints game. If this game's in Houston, I don't think they win the game if this game's in Houston this weekend. With the banged-up secondary and the Texans angry with how they played last week, mm-hmm. I don't think you go down to Houston and win this game this weekend.
Yeah, I think it would be tough for them.
Which puts you teetering against the Saints then,
yeah,
mentally. Although maybe not, maybe you bounce back. Who
knows? You go into the Saints game with it being a must win, If they can get Houston this game, then because we said the other day that they can afford to lose one game. But it has to be versus the Saints. Yeah. It can't be a game versus Houston.
Seth Greenberg going to join us from ESPN coming up in the top of the hour. Memphis and Tennessee, give us a little perspective on nationally how big that game is. I have not been this excited for a college basketball game in quite a long time, especially in December. Hal Gill going to join us as well. The Preds back on the ice tonight against Buffalo. Pregame at 5, puck drop at 6. That's a very good Buffalo team. When we come back, however, there's a crowd question I had, a superstition question somebody on the text line had. And we'll give you an injury update as well. So don't go anywhere. Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
Listen to all my men listeners out there.
It's a lot of listening.
Exactly. Hey, listen, if you want to surprise the missus for Christmas, then this is what you can do. And I've been telling you this for a while now. Go see the good people over there at Cool Springs MD. I'm telling you, it will surprise the missus because you know what? If you need help with hormone deficiencies and imbalances, Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with that wonderful staff, will give you men, yes, I'm talking to you, the treatment required to improve your quality of life. And that can be your present to your family, a better quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, Franklin, which I'm in, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune system, energy level, cognitive functions, and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enrich life, and who doesn't want that? So there's no better time now to achieve such a lifestyle. What are you waiting on, man? Pick up a pencil, pen, put it in your smartphone. If you're on your computer, make this appointment today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today, Thursday. Do it today, okay? The 12th. Do it today, December. Here's the number, 486-3458. That's 615-486-3458. If you're in front of your computer or on your smartphone, here is the website, coolspringsmd.com.
If you miss any of the show, if you miss any of the show, we have moved our on-demand audio to Apple and Spotify. Search Morning Drive in Apple or Spotify or log on to thegamenashville.com and find our daily audio rate review and subscribe today. What do we do, Derek?
Rate, review, and subscribe.
That is right. So somebody on Twitter asked me a really silly question, on the text line there, 615-737-1025. A very silly question because it's a code blue this weekend for the Tennessee Titans.
Uh-huh.
And we'll give you an injury report here in just a second as Derrick Henry was not on the practice field, but I'm not sure anyone expects him to be out on Sunday. I think everybody expects him to play. I think this was Tyler on Twitter that said, so the Titans are asking for a code blue, but he has a superstition where he wears a particular item of clothing or whatever to the game. What is the violation? Is it a violation to stick with your superstition, or do you have to go and adhere with what the team is asking for, which is the code blue, at the Titans Stadium. What is the appropriate response to that?
Stick to your superstition. If it's been working.
I mean, they're crushing people right now.
Stick to your if you've been wearing yellow or red, stick with it.
So if he wears red, if he goes with the code blue and wears the blue, and he normally wears red and they lose, isn't it Tyler's fault then?
Yep. It's Tyler's fault. Absolutely. We're blaming it on Tyler.
And it's what's funny is he even acknowledges in the text, he said, just didn't know if the team's request was more important than my non-existent ability to affect the outcome of the game. So he recognizes that his superstition is completely irrational.
No, but if they lose, we're going to blame it on you if you wear any other color other than the color you've been wearing.
Okay, that's fair. I told him to layer up.
Yeah,
and
do that
both.
Too.
Wear both.
Yeah.
Like,
do that too.
Wear your red underneath and then put the, you know, get you a code blue jacket or something.
Yeah, you can do that.
At 1025 underscore MD, continue to tweet us breakup stories around the holidays. There have been some. I didn't realize how ruthless people were.
People are savage out here.
It is crazy, man. But those are bad experiences for people in their lives. Everyone seems to have moved on and been okay with it. And if we can give you guys a little.
We hope.
A little gift card. Yeah, hopefully. A Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa, $100 gift card. We'll give that away at the end of the show. Tweet us your breakups at 1025 underscore MD. I do think that the stadium. And the injury report, look, Adoree Jackson's still out on a stationary bike yesterday, the foot injury there, which is not the same foot that he had surgery on, of course. Mm-hmm. Kenny Vaccaro still in concussion protocol, was a limited participant yesterday in practice. LaShawn Sims back on the practice field, which is a good sign after a couple of weeks of not practicing. So there's a chance that if Vaccaro is cleared from concussion protocol and LaShawn Sims is healthy, that you could have both of those guys on the field on Sunday against the Texans, which is pretty big news. Adam Humphrey's not practicing yesterday. Neither is Derrick Henry. You know, Humphreys, you know, while he has caught a bunch of passes, has not been a huge impactful player. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, the threat of the 5-yard pass maybe opens up other things. I don't know. You could explain that better maybe, Derek. But he has not nearly had the $36 million impact that I think people expected. But he also, you know, he's caught a bunch of passes for this team and had a couple of big plays, especially a big touchdown against the Colts. So, you know, they'll miss him. Derrick Henry, I expect to play fully.
Exactly.
The thing I have about Derrick Henry here, and obviously this whole entire turnaround for the Titans has been spearheaded by Ryan Tannehill, but you got to give credit to the offensive line. Mm-hmm. A.J. Brown's developed. Arthur Smith has called really good games here lately. So I think there's a lot of credit to a lot of people. Vrabel has handled the game management, in-game decisions very well. The decision to go for it on fourth down against the Colts in the third quarter, you could argue, was a risky one, but it paid off with a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody deserves credit, but Tannehill and Derrick Henry are the reason that they are where they are right now. But if Derrick Henry carries this team to a division championship with an injured leg and gets to 1,500 yards or whatever, this guy's already the most popular player on the team, I think, by a wide margin. Mm-hmm. This is stuff that you know, when people start looking back 10 years, 15 years, and they've got even who cares what happens in the playoffs, right? But let's say you win a division championship with an injured Derrick Henry carrying you to victory. That's the stuff you tell your friends about. That's the stuff hey, I remember when I was at Nissan Stadium when one-legged Derrick Henry carried the ball 23 times to beat the Texans for a division championship.
And then people are going to embellish the story.
But we're right. Yeah. He was 46 feet tall and he ran for 800 yards. There were three, you know.
I saw him carry five guys in for a touchdown. Okay.
The number of people that have been at the music, that were at the Music City Miracle has it's quadrupled.
Yeah. Yeah.
It went from 68,000 to like 500,000 people were there. That's legendary stuff, though. Like, if you're not going to be there this weekend, what is the point of being a fan?
Yeah, you're right. Derrick Henry is on pace for just under 1,500 yards right now. He has 13 touchdowns right now, I believe. So he's on pace for close to 1,500 yards, 15 touchdowns, probably a little bit more than that. Those are, you know, historic Titan numbers right there. And, you know, obviously the way he's running the football, the way Ryan Tannehill is throwing the football, those two guys have been instrumental in the turnaround for this offense. You know, you throw in A.J. Brown, he's on pace for close to 1,000 yards, averaging over 20 yards per catch. They have sort of this three-headed monster right now with the quarterback, the receiver, and the running back. And that's what all teams visualize, is having three guys that can affect the game in a positive way each and every game. And then the offensive line, which didn't give up a sack last game, seems to be playing better. They're not having the undisciplined penalties. They didn't give up a sack. Now, things might change. You know, this game, things were not that way versus Indianapolis. They're running the ball a lot better. They're pass protecting a lot better. So it seems like all of this stuff is starting to come. It seemed like this perfect storm is starting to come together. Oh, and by the way, they are at this point tied for first record-wise, but obviously Houston has the tiebreaker right now. They're tied for first place, and they have Houston two out of the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What? You couldn't ask for anything better other than them, you know, obviously being in the playoffs right now with an 11-5 record, I mean, 11-whatever two record or three record.
And you can't play the game like, oh, what would this team be if they had started Tannehill from day one? Because that was never an option.
Absolutely.
It was never the option. It was going to be.
And maybe he doesn't play as well if he does, if he is the starter.
And again, I know I've said this a few times, and I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here with this great run the Titans are on. But the reality of the situation is if you give this guy $100 million, you're not going to get the greatest eight-game stretch he's ever played for 4 years. It's just it's almost statistically improbable. Mm-hmm. Statistically impossible, almost. On the text line, let's see here. We've got a couple of questions. Hey, on the text line, 615-737-1025. I haven't heard anyone talk about the outdoor cold advantage the Titans will have this Sunday. What is the Texans' record in the cold or on natural turf? I believe our new passing attack will be the ticket to victory. Thanks. Listen every day for Mike. I don't know. It's not supposed to be super cold on Sunday, right? Like, I think it's supposed to be moderate.
Yeah, let me be the meteorologist.
Yeah, you can be Doppler Mason over there, but I don't believe that it's supposed to be terrible.
Sunday, 48 as of now, 48 degrees.
You know, if it's sunny, that's, you know, 50 degrees and sunny in December, that's
perfect.
Yeah, that's not a cold, that's not frozen tundra, you know, Pittsburgh.
That's perfect football
Arrowhead.
Weather. What are you
talking
about?
Yeah, that's how football weather's supposed to be played.
Yeah.
So that's, again, chime in that way if you want to. Of course, 615-737-1025 is the text line. Also, continue to tweet at 1025_MD for your chance to win a moment's piece of Salon and Day Spa. We have got like six really ridiculous entries for the worst breakup story on Christmas that you got broken up with on Christmas. And people are texting in some questions, and you're not eligible to do that.
Yeah,
you have to tweet.
Tweet us, people.
Yeah, you got to tweet. Stick to sports when we return. Morning Drive. Go ahead. Sing along.
I am in love so true, I will be sure that the lady's just like you. Oh! That's when you drop down on both of your knees, like, oh!
In the rain.
Yeah, I was going to say, your shirt's unbuttoned all the way to, like, the last button.
you gotta spin first.
And the camera, the camera's spinning around you.
No, you gotta spin so your shirt can spin around and then you fall to your knees.
Little flow.
And it just happened to be raining outside. Yeah,
it's always raining.
Yeah.
if you break up and it's sunshine outside, then you're not doing it right. It gotta be dark. It's gotta be raining. And you gotta wear a button up with no undershirt.
Somebody texted us about the scene from Bad Boys 2 when Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are messing with Reggie, who comes to take out Martin Lawrence's daughter. You at least 30. We just watched it. I think we watched that scene like once every 3 months during a commercial break.
That is the funniest.
It's one of the best scenes I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's a father's dream right there to do that.
I don't know. It's almost as good as Stick to Sports.
The world is a crazy place.
Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Let's lighten the mood.
After all that seriousness, you're just going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
And Stick to Sports. Now on Morning Drive.
And Stick to Sports is brought to you by Decorating Den Interior. Stick with the pros at Decorating Den. Again, men, if you're moving here with your significant other, your wife, girlfriend, and you just don't have the time to decorate your home, then check Bonnie out. She will decorate your home, your office, your outdoor spaces, whatever you need. She will get you right. Your house will look beautiful. So go and request a complimentary appointment online at decoratingden.com.
number one.
All right, we were talking about this during one of the breaks, and all these breakup stories is getting me in my feels again. Because, man, these are just rough. These are just rough, man. I don't know who to choose. I feel bad for everybody.
Yeah, there's some ruthless ones, man.
Just, next time, just do whoever. When last time you wore a funny Christmas hat or something, so we can not be as serious as what we're getting today. But we had a discussion about basically if you break up with someone and you're friends with both of them, can you still be friends with? Like, if my best friend were to break up with a girl, I basically got to cut that person off too, right?
We were talking about
it. It all depends because Braden brought up some situations that are. You know, it's like if you're all of you guys have been friends for a very long time and you met through this person and that person, but you all have been friends.
You can maintain separate relationships.
Then that's different where, if one of y'all break up, I can't just all of a sudden, not be friends with this guy or girl. Because we all been knowing each other right around the same time.
And I'm not trying to throw your business out there for everybody, but, you and your ex-wife have a very successful co-parenting relationship.
Exactly.
You guys are totally fine around each other, and it's not that it didn't work out, it sucks, whatever, but you both are there for your kids.
Exactly.
and you have to go through life, so once you have kids it's different. I think if you're in college and you're 22 and you break up with someone and it was really bad and maybe he cheated on you or she cheated on you, then you're never going to go to the same bar with your friend group anymore. You're no, none of you guys can go to that bar with her.
Yeah.
But that's because you're acting
if you met someone you and the girl have been in a relationship for a while, or the guy, and then you met one of his friends or her friends, and y'all break up, then I think you got to sever all ties. You have to. Because they were not, you guys are in college, and you guys kind of, you're freshmen, and all of you met together, and all of you hung out together.
But I've got guy friends that I've met through my wife's best friends that are the husbands, right? Mm-hmm. That I would maintain, relationships with this guy.
I guess it all depends. Yeah. How deep is the relationship with you and that other person? Have you've become close, real close friends, and you hang out and all that other stuff. Then it's hard to kind of sever the ties with that other friend.
I also depends on how something ends, too.
Yeah.
If it ends respectfully and an adult and it's just two adults going their separate ways, it's a lot easier to just sort of maintain some relationships. But again, I think it's all about the lens of being an adult and having a marriage or with kids versus a lens of a bunch of college kids when all you're really doing is going out and partying at the same club and no, we can't go to that club anymore. That's really, I mean? It's just different. Everything in high school and college is the most important thing in the history of the world. And then you realize when you get into the real world that none of it matters.
We can't go to club.
Yeah, we're never going to that place ever again.
Club, I don't know. Apple Bottom, man.
She works at Dreamland.
Susan,
we can never go. You can never eat Dreamland ever again.
Susan worked there, man. We can't go there, man.
Man, Sheena. Susan worked there. This new girl, Sheena, she brought some friends out. I got to go. So, I'm joking. I'm not going to leave a homie like that, man. Because I had a friend recently. I told you guys I had a friend that recently is single now. And I was good friends with that girl that he was dating because I try to always be. Anybody who he dates, I love to be good friends with him because it supports him. Sure. And as soon as he cut her off, I cut her off. And even if she messes me, he's hey, Marquise, are you coming to town? I'm like, no.
It's so different when you are when you have a family. It's so different. Now divorces are really ugly and sometimes really bad and really terrible. But I think my wife and I have friends that have kids. I've babysat other kids. I know other people's kids really well in our friend circle now. If anything ever happened to any of these couples, we would all still be okay with each other's children and stuff. We would still I don't know. I just what you're talking about, Marquise, is you're just doing it for a friend and there's not really a lot on the line there, right? It's easy for you to cut it off because there's not future,
even though you built that relationship, it's not going to supersede the relationship.
But then
of your
I try not to get in situations because, I'm a very open person. Anybody can come to me with their problems, whether it's either side. And so I try not to get in the middle because one person will think, "Okay, are you telling my business to her?"
Yeah.
And vice versa. So I'll be like, "Yo, Don't tell me nothing.
Can't take sides.
Yeah. If you want to talk about the Raiders and how they lost to the Titans this weekend, we can talk about that.
I don't know about your relationship. I don't know about you guys, but like a perspective within a relationship is such a uniquely individual thing.
It is.
I find it impossible, like to truly understand what anyone else is going through in a relationship.
Oh, of course.
Like, how can anybody actually understand what another person is seeing or feeling in a relationship that they're not in?
I just think it's impossible. That's why I tell people when they start. You know, if one spouse stepped out on another spouse or whatever, and, you know, we're talking about, I said, listen, I don't know what's going on in their relationship because there's something
it's
going
on. Business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For that person to decide to go somewhere else. So I'm not going to sit here and say this person's a bad person and this person's a saint. Yeah. I don't know what's going on in a relationship.
And some people have open relationships.
Yeah.
And while
that too.
Me and my wife wouldn't understand that.
Yeah, exactly. But that person.
It may work for somebody else.
Absolutely.
And so we just don't, like, I don't know. People's relationships are their business, I guess, is the point of our story here.
It's their business, but then it's everybody else's business.
I know. We crave the information, and then we're like, what do we do with this?
Exactly.
We shouldn't have this information.
Your drama is the only reason why I get on Facebook.
That's why I don't get on Facebook. I don't care about your cat or your breakup.
All right. Parents are outraged. You want to know why they're outraged?
When aren't they outraged?
Because some guy
ate the $120,000 banana?
Yeah. Yeah. Parents in New York are outraged because there's a substitute teacher going around telling their 5 and 6-year-old kids that Santa Claus is not real.
Oh, wow.
Ruining these kids' hopes and dreams and realities,
Marquise,
of life.
Santa Claus is real. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, he is.
There are children listening. I
have my perspective on Santa Claus.
It's 9 o'clock.
I think I told y'all the story, my story about Santa Claus, about me.
Low-key spoiler alert, Marquise.
Me
low-key
and a whole
spoiler.
Santa Claus bit. You believe what you want to believe.
Tooth Fairy's real too, dude.
I know. I believe what I want to believe. Mm-hmm. And I've said this before. I work too damn hard.
Isn't this your mom and dad, though, talking to you?
No, I was talking to my kids. I was talking to Marcy. We work too damn hard to be giving credit to somebody else. And I'm going to leave it like that. I'm going to leave it like that. I'm not saying whoever the guy is real or not. I'm just saying.
You're rooting it for everyone right now.
We work too hard for somebody else to get the credit.
Santa Claus is real, okay? Leave out the cookies and milk and have a good time, all right?
I don't.
And then I'm going to eat them.
D, hey. Come on, man.
I work too hard,
Marquise.
Man. I work too hard. I closed my chimney. I closed my chimney.
Flute. He's closed
yeah,
the
I
flute.
Closed the flute. I closed it. Ain't nobody coming in. And then what about the kids who ain't got no chimney in the hood?
Why is this strange old?
What about the people that live in apartments?
I live in an apartment. I was how do you get in here?
What's up with that, man?
Santa Claus is magic, guys. He flies around the world and visits every home in one night. He's a very talented guy.
Hey, I put a sign, do not enter.
Are you suggesting you don't want old white dudes
climbing down your chimney
in the middle of the night?
Nope. Uh-uh.
No,
again,
no, thank you.
I work too hard.
And then he comes in there
and
eats your
food. You're so selfish. You just want the credit,
I work
dude.
Too hard.
And then he comes in there and eats your food. Like, we judge Bra Man from the Fifth Floor for doing that, but not Santa.
Because you give him the cookies. And, of course, Rudolph gets a carrot, right? You got to put the carrots out for the reindeer. The reindeer are hungry
too, man.
Reindeer are working hard out there, man.
Reindeer.
They get no credit either.
Deers are real.
Reindeer.
That's all I'm going to say.
I was talking to when we had Mikael Granlund and UC Saros on Smash Show Live. They were talking about how reindeer is like just fantastic.
Those things are sometimes
they eat
get
it.
Huge.
No, they eat it. It's delicious.
No, but I'm saying those things are
yeah, no, they're big.
Huge,
they're
man.
Big. They're I don't think they're as big as elk, but
no.
they you know in Finland it's like a staple. You just eat reindeer as like a filet. Sorry, Rudolph.
Deer meat is deer meat.
Sorry, Rudolph.
Some people love, I mean, obviously hunting.
I'm not a venison guy. It's one of the few things I do not eat.
You
probably
never
the only
deer
thing.
Meat?
I am a nose-to-tail guy. I'll eat everything, man. I try everything. If I was in, like, Asia or whatever, I'd try the chocolate-covered ants. Like, I'll eat everything once.
Don't tell me they're chocolate-covered
ants.
Just
say I tried
it. Just let me eat it first.
I can smell venison from, like, a mile away for some reason. It turns my stomach. Now, I did have, like, a venison meatball wrapped with like pineapple, jalapeno, and bacon the other day, and I ate it, and it was good. It's like the first time I was like, oh, that's delicious. Mm-hmm. But it's also because I had like six other intense flavors wrapped around the deer. Not that anybody cares about my like my palate. You know, like, Seth Greenberg is going to join us. We'll dip the toe into the college basketball world, talk about the state of basketball in the state of Tennessee, which is fantastic all across the state, and of course, Memphis versus Tennessee at Thompson Bowling coming up on Saturday. Seth Greenberg, when we return, Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.